Frank Sinatra singing Blue Skies, because looking out, the sky is blue.
Okay, well, as I said before, that kind of music, we've got another guest in the studio. Danielle Allard has joined us. Hi, Danielle.
Hello.
So much fun to have a real live performer coming to the studio with us. Quite exciting.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you.
Well, we have some cuts from your newest CD, so we'll be able to play some of your lovely music as well. So let me read a few words that I've hunted down from the internet here. Your connection to music goes back pretty far.
Yes.
They say I danced in the womb. My first words were in song form, E-I-E-I-O. If you guessed Old MacDonald, you're right.
Yes.
All singing, all dancing, I haven't stopped since.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? That's true, eh?
Yes.
That's autobiographical.
Yes. And I did actually, they say that because I was wrapped in my umbilical cord about 5 times when I was born.
Oh, is that
so
right?
It was a close call.
Hence the E-I-E-I-O.
Yes, I just didn't stop dancing.
And from a young age, music became my escape. As I grew, it increasingly became a way to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it still is.
Yes. Oh, completely.
Yeah.
So it was, I guess very difficult to connect with other people. So the first people I ended up connecting with were other musicians. And then I found that, and I still find today, that a lot of musicians try to challenge themselves and grow as musicians, but a lot of them end up growing to be obscure. So a lot of my friends end up in these very, very strange jazz areas that are only understood by other musicians.
Looking for a niche, obviously,
yes,
where they can really lock in. But
yeah. But I pulled back because I'd still like music to connect with people who are not musicians, just to try to create a community for everybody.
Interesting.
musicians and not.
I noticed in your bio, too, that you went to high school at Canterbury.
Yes.
So many musicians and performers and artists had come through that school.
It's an incredible, incredible place. I can't say enough for that institution, and the fact that it still exists, mostly based on fundraising done by students and teachers and parents. So
interesting.
I can only pray that it keeps existing.
Yeah, we all should, I guess, because it seems that the arts and music have really sort of moved to the back burner for a lot of school boards, the public school system.
Unfortunately,
yeah,
and I think
really
that it's such an important outlet for everybody. I think everybody is an artist in some capacity, for that to not be taught at a young age, I think is quite the shame.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And you seem to divide your time up quite evenly between being a performer and a songwriter and composing music, and also actually being a support person for other musicians. Tell us a little bit about that. I find that really interesting.
Starting out as a very young musician, so I started taking this professionally about 5 years ago, so I would have been 20 years old at the time. And the internet is a great resource, but it's certainly not a sufficient resource for anybody trying to do this. So just, laying it all out for people and running short workshops, which can just save weeks or months or years of time for people.
And how to manage their presence online or their brand kind of thing?
Yes, which is lost on a lot of people. And you get into music because you want to play music. You want to be a musician, and you don't understand, in the beginning at least, that you have to wear 10 to 15 different hats in order to do it professionally. And to make money at it. And I'm still not necessarily doing this full time because it's not an easy industry to make money in. So I do teach and I do a lot of community work. So I guess that part I bring back to music in trying to help other people who were in the same stage that I was 5 years ago.
Tell us a little bit more about what you teach. You teach at a local community college, I think, in Ottawa.
Yes, so I teach at Algonquin.
Okay.
And I teach communication.
Okay.
So everything from workplace communication to marketing and those kinds of things.
So important.
They teach me a lot in response.
Yeah, so as I was saying, you mentioned wearing 12 or 13 hats, but you certainly have several hats that you wear on an ongoing basis. It seems to be sort of right brain, left brain kind of stuff, doesn't it?
Yes.
Do you feel the actual transition that you have to make sometimes?
It can get exhausting trying to manage so many different things, but they're all so rewarding in their different ways. So, and I've been this way my whole life, so I don't really know what it would be like to have one job and one identity, because since I was a kid, even starting dancing, I didn't continue that. I danced for a little bit, but then I did music and theater and learning instruments and writing and painting. And
Interesting. So you're used to wearing many hats.
Yes. I don't know how to stop wearing many hats, though I've tried for my own mental sanity and health.
Well, listen, Danielle, you're a musician, you're a songwriter, so obviously this is all about the music that you create. So we'll just launch the song and then we'll talk about it afterwards.
Perfect.
I smile, I laugh in the face of danger. I am fine, I am all right. My I'm out of excuses, I keep up my sleeves. Close my eyes and improvise all these funny little lies. And I can't fight these demons anymore. No, no, no.
Little Demons from Danielle Allard's most recent CD. I say recent because it was just launched May the 9th and in Ottawa. And I haven't actually done a formal introduction, Danielle, so bear with me here. I'm gonna give our listeners the lowdown on who you are and what you are up with. Okay? Are you okay with that?
I am ready. Tell me what I'm about.
Actually, before I do the who you are, I love this quote from Hendrik Pape. From Soundcheck. Today, Danielle is a musical superhero of sorts, a mild-mannered college instructor during the day and a passionate musician and performer by night. You'd have to go to one of her shows to see if she has a cape and a mask or not. I love that. You know, paints an image.
Yes, he's a wonderful supporter.
Yes, it's great. So Danielle Allard is an award-winning vocalist from Ottawa, a graduate of the Canterbury Music Program, which you've already mentioned, and you gave a great plug for. With a specialization in vocal performance. Danielle has been singing publicly since the age of 9. She began playing guitar and piano at the age of 14, writing her own music and lyrics at that age as well, and became a mentor and teacher at a young age, teaching vocal techniques and guitar rhythms to colleagues and friends. And then you recently, as you mentioned, completed a master's in communication and teaches at Algonquin College, as you mentioned, while consulting local artists on social media management in her spare time. Spare time? What the heck? Do you have any spare time?
When I choose not to eat or sleep.
Yeah.
So that's where the spare time comes in. person. Yeah.
I think in one of your little musings, you were saying, I often forget to do that.
Yes.
Interesting confession. Speaking of confessions, what inspired Little Demons? It sounds like it was about thoughts running around in your head that you're trying to get control of.
All the time.
Fess up, fess up.
Well, I think that someone at my age who's done the sheer amount of things that I do in a day might have a type A personality.
Might.
So I'd say there's a lot of anxiety going on. It's hard for me to sit still. So that is kind of where Little Demons came from. And a lot of my lyrics kind of cover some pretty intense emotional content. Mm-hmm. So I like to cover that up with some major keys and some fun little xylophone
some
parts.
Sweet sounding music and ukuleles and things.
Of course.
But anybody who takes a little bit of time to listen to the lyrics, let me see here. Maybe I wasn't built to move mountains. Sometimes the mountain winds.
Yeah, I'd say that song is probably one of my more defeatist songs.
Not all mountains are ready to be moved. Sometimes the mountain winds.
Sometimes.
That's like a very down-to-earth kind of pragmatic reassessment of the situation.
Yes, I was just learning to be okay with that. So I think that a lot of people aren't okay with that. But you have to learn to keep moving, even when you don't want to.
I'd say you're about 10 years ahead of your time for coming to that conclusion.
Yeah, people are calling me an old man at the age of 7, so.
Oh, nice. Not even an old woman.
No, old man.
So tell us what the process is like for you for writing music. Are you inspired by lyrics? Do lyrics come first? I mean, I know this is a classic cliche question, but we all want to know. Mm-hmm. We all want to know your process a little bit. Like,
oh, for sure.
Do you, and I do, you think do sort of organized writing sessions, or do you just sort of, does it fall upon you in the middle of a restaurant meal?
It does. Also at 2 a.m., awkwardly, when you have to like silently hum into your cell phone so you remember it in the morning.
Cool.
Those are always the creepiest of my recordings.
I bet.
But I'd say it's constantly evolving. So when I was younger, I started writing when I was very young in order to deal with my raging anxiety inside of me. So I probably started writing at the age of 8, keeping a journal. And then it just turned into poetry. And it takes a very long time to learn to think in music. So I'd say I'm still not doing that perfectly. I know a lot of really exceptional musicians, and I try to learn from them whenever I'm around them. So
you say that the way a person says it about learning a language, thinking in French, for example.
Absolutely.
So you're saying you're striving to learn to think in music.
Yes. Yeah.
That's really interesting.
And I'm attempting to learn French. So again, learning to think in it instead of translating
in
my mind.
Yes, yes.
So it was always in my first album, it was completely lyrics, and I was co-writing with a musician. So we co-wrote all the music together. Mm-hmm. So I'd have little ideas here and there. He'd have things. We put it together. And I've actually co-written a song with 4 people. So that was a completely different experience.
Creation by committee.
Yes.
That,
and in
that
3
can be a
hours.
Challenge. Yeah. Oh, is that right?
Yes. So you put that time limit on and you just, this is what we have. We're going with it.
Wow.
So this album was very different in that it was things that came to me at 2 a.m. A couple of things were written music first, and then I write the lyrics to them and vice versa. So it's definitely an experiment. And I'm very glad that it turned out the way that it did, because it wasn't planned that way.
It's a beautiful album. I want to play another cut from it. We want to play Crown.
Okay.
Give us a little bit of background, what went into that song. We just quoted a few words from it, but do the setup for us if you would.
I would say that's one of my older songs that was written on and put on the album. And we just actually released a video to that song as well. So some students from Ottawa U put together a lovely video.
Oh, nice.
Just a portfolio exchange and all of these different artists working together. And it creates something really amazing. Mm. And this song was originally just written for solo piano. And then I brought in all of these amazing people into the studio, and they just turned it into this thing that I couldn't have imagined. So.
Wow.
It's a sad song, but it's a song that speaks to a lot of people, so I appreciate it because of that.
Mm. Excellent. Let's give a listen to Crown from Danielle Allard's latest release, Chameleon.
They say that I should wear the crown. I say I know I can't be king. When my house of cards falls down, I know that I should just keep moving, but I can't breathe. No, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. find the perfect sweater.
So, a lovely tune from the newly released CD called Chameleon, Danielle Allard, who's in the studio with us now. Thanks for coming in, Danielle.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was a beautiful piece of music. And we heard those lyrics that I pointed out earlier. Maybe I wasn't built to move mountains. Sometimes the mountain wins. That's not resignation, is it? That's just taking a pause to sort of lick your wounds and get your energy back. And,
certainly.
And then pick up your joust, your lance, and get back on the horse and take another run, right?
Absolutely. That is what I would encourage everybody to do. And that is what I ended up doing a couple weeks after writing that song. Okay. Yeah. But I think we all have our ups and downs.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. I got to tell you, I did this little exercise. I was trying to track down the lyrics to your songs just to look at them more closely. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can get that from SoundHound or some of those, mm-hmm. you know. So I SoundHounded one of your cuts online.
Okay.
But I think I did Crown, and it didn't come up because it's just been released, right?
So fresh.
It hasn't made it into the database yet. And then I thought, I'm going to try your cover of Crown that you did on your keyboard in your mm-hmm. in your kitchen or in your apartment or something, mm-hmm. right? I thought I would do that. And something really interesting came up. Again, they didn't recognize the tune, mm-hmm. but as SoundHound does, it suggests other similar songs.
Okay.
So this is what came up, similar songs, when it couldn't find mm-hmm. Crown. It says, how about Taylor Swift's Love Story or John Denver's Country Road or the Lennon-McCartney tune Come Together?
Wow.
Yeah, I thought you were a good company.
That's pretty cool. And this is news to me, so.
I thought that was worth sharing with
Amazing.
You.
Amazing, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. They said, we can't find that particular tune, but it sounds a lot like these.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's good fun.
Yeah. Well, I had my lyrics from my first album put up on my website, but I'm also my own webmaster, so it takes some time.
Yes.
I've got to get those lyrics up there, I guess, because there's already demand.
Yes, for
Here
sure.
Here I thought I could go sleep, but nope.
No, when you get home tonight, you're going to have to spend a couple of hours putting all your lyrics up.
Just for you. I will.
Thank you. I'll make the same promise. I'll try to... Gee, am I going to do that before I go to bed tonight? Put up the interview as a podcast on my website.
Amazing. Okay. I'm going to hold you to it, but okay. Then I have to hold myself to some lyrics. So yeah, maybe I'll be a little patient.
There we go. Give each other 24 hours.
How's okay. That? Deal. Okay. We'll shake on it.
So I wanted to play a little kind of music just to illustrate the point that you made. So I thought just to illustrate that, I have this the soundtrack from a home video that was shot on a deck or balcony mm-hmm. with just you accompanying yourself on the ukulele and doing a mashup of John Mraz's I'm Yours and Train's Hey Soul Sister.
Yes.
So let's listen to that. It's really quite...
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it a lot. I love that. That sounds so sweet.
Thank you.
Very spontaneous, a ukulele and the birds chirping in the background. Yeah, really, really nice. But also very musical. I love it. I mean, it was just a perfectly seamless transition from the one song to the other.
Thank you.
Yeah, very nice. Anyway, we're going to wrap up. Danielle, I really appreciate you coming in to present your beautiful music and share it with our listeners. Tell us how people can find you online and obviously download your tunes if they want to. And,
amazing.
And buy your music, buy your CD. What are all the contact...
I am everywhere. You can find everything on my website.
This is what happens when you train in social media, right?
For sure. Yeah,
communication.
All of them. Yeah. So you can probably find about 7 different social media channels that I'm at. At my website, which is DanielleAllard.com.
Pretty easy.
Yes.
Double L in both names.
Yes.
Danielle double L and Allard double L. So yes. I think people can figure it out from
there. I hope so.
And an E on the end of Danielle.
Yes. So that.com. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. And I always have fun on Twitter. So for the people who are there. And then we've got tons of videos on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And from mm-hmm. what you kind people have told me, you might be able to find some of my stuff on your Facebook page.
That's
as
right.
Well.
Louise has offered. Make your offer there, Louise. Tell our
yeah,
listeners.
I'm going to post some links on the Reviews Facebook page shortly and on Van Cleek FM's Facebook page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people, our listeners will be able to go there and watch you in action. And
yes.
See
and if they want to download any of the music immediately, which would be amazing, you can get some physical copies. If you're in Ottawa, they're at Compact Music. So there's actually physical copies there.
Excellent.
And you can get them online it's CD Baby, and you can find them on iTunes and Google Music and Amazon, Spotify.
She is everywhere.
Everywhere.
That's great. Well, thanks, Daniel, for coming in and sharing your wonderful music talent with us.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it, and hope you come back to Van Cleek Hill really soon.
I hope so, too.
I think somebody's going to go over there and try to twist your arm to talk
porch
to
fest, porch fest, porch fest, fest, porch fest, porch fest.
The brainwashing has started.
Okay. It's working.
Yes. Yeah. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay.